All right, I just want to give you guys a quick update of where we're at so that we can keep everybody informed of what's going on and what's happening. Started out with a goal of raising $200,000 last week. Our team couldn't make it back. We were in New Orleans. We went to Dallas. Everybody here was watching what was happening on TV. And some guys had families stuck in the situation. Some guys had to be evacuated from their homes. Some guys had water in their homes. So obviously it was a very difficult situation. What we wanted to do was find a way to give back, find a way to help, even though we couldn't physically be here. That's how the fundraiser was started. That's how it was born. I set a goal of $200,000, hoping to raise that much. And as of today, we're over $17.5 million, pushing towards 20. So I can't say thank you enough to the people around the world, to the people around America, to the people of Texas, showing their compassion, showing their true colors, showing that when there's a difficult time, when times get tough, humans step up to help other humans. So I can't say thank you enough to them. I hope everybody in the world gets a chance to see this and understand how much we appreciate it. Over 150,000 people have donated, which is incredible. And I want to just give you a quick update on what's happening today. We have all the Texans players, families, volunteers here who are going to be helping out to distribute 10 semi-trucks worth of goods. Water, food, clothing, cleaning supplies. We're going to make sure that we get out into those areas that were hit hard. We have four stations set up. Get directly into the city. Get directly to the people who need the help. Hand out these goods because the most immediate needs are the ones we're trying to take care of today. That's phase one. Phase two, what's going to happen with all the money? Because actually, one of the most important things about today is not a single dollar has been spent yet. All 10 semi-trucks were donated. All 10 trucks are filled with goods that were donated. These are all volunteers, so we haven't even spent a single cent yet, and we're already going out making a big impact, and that's a testament to the community and the people. So once we do start spending that money, this is my plan, just to give you an idea of where we're at now so you can understand me, because I know people are trusting me with their money to make sure that I make the right decisions. I'm taking my time. I'm going to make sure that I do this thing right because this is a long-term project. It's not a one-day, not a one-week, not a one-year project. So I've talked to people from Team Rubicon. I've talked to people from the St. Bernard Project. I've talked to people that were in Katrina, learned from what they did right, and also learned from their mistakes. And the biggest thing everybody keeps telling me is take your time, make sure you do it right. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my time, make sure that I work with local organizations, that we do it right here in the city so that money goes straight to the people here of Houston who need it the most so that we can help rebuild them. Houston, we're all with you. You have a whole team. You have a whole city behind you. You have a whole world behind you. I just want you to know that we're with you. Does anybody have any questions at this time before we take off? It's been very surreal to watch the first 100 grand go to 200 grand, to watch 200 go to 500. You know, you would think that after time it kind of gets old or becomes expected, but every single time, I mean, it's really hard to fathom we're raising $1 million at a time in a few hours. So I think it's incredible. It's such a testament to the people out there. It's such a testament to how much good there is in the world. You know, for all of us, this community has meant so much to us. You know, I got here 7 years ago. A lot of these guys have lived here for a long time. It just, they've supported us. They've filled that stadium. They've shown us love. And when they need it the most, when the city's down, this is our city. So we want to make sure that we're there for them and we show them how much we care and how much we appreciate them. So days like today are really what it's all about. You know, when there's a natural disaster, you see it on TV and you see the images and you see the pictures. There's natural disasters all over the world and you see it and you feel terrible. But when you see it in your own city and you see flooded streets 50 feet high and you see the street sign and that's a street that you drive down every single day, you see images of houses that are less than a mile from your own house. You hear stories of guys whose families had to be evacuated that you know personally. When it's personal and when it hits that close to home, it takes it to a whole new level. And I think that's what's been so special about this is to see the reaction from Houstonians, from people around America, to see the inspiring stories of everybody helping out, of neighbors hopping in boats and rescuing people, of firefighters and police officers and the Coast Guard dropping helicopters down to make sure we take care of these people. But the devastation is incredible, but the inspiration of the people is even more incredible.